I'm Christina.
And this is Erin.
And you're listening to
Something to Wag About.
So, dog training myth. The dogs will just work it out. And that usually applies to someone bringing home a second dog or taking their dog to a dog park or who wants their dog to get along with their friend's dog. And the saying is, leave them be, dogs will work it out. And that's not true.
True. Well, I mean, they will work it out. I mean, the natural process is that something's going to happen, but it's not kind. It's not going to teach our dogs what we want them to learn. And I'm going to say it again, it's not kind because depending on the dogs that are working it out, I'm using my air quotes, working it out. Oftentimes we say that about dogs that are a little rude, a little pushy, and that dog is going in and bullying other dogs essentially. And that can create a lot of fear in the other dogs, anxiety, learning that maybe their very respectful dog communication doesn't work. So maybe they need to escalate their behavior. So it's generally not a good idea.
Yeah. And I did write an article for the IAABC on this kind of a thing. And it's on my website. It's also translated into German now, too. So
cool.
Yeah. Often when dogs are allowed to just work it out, if they both speak good, healthy, polite, respectful dog language, or they speak the same dog language, they do. Mm-hmm. They just work it out. They understand each other. They speak each other's language. It works great. The problem is when the dogs aren't respectful of each other's communication or when they speak a different language. And you'll see different breeds speak different languages. I have border collies. And they like space. They play chase games. They are like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Aussies are like, how close can I be to you? Can we body slam? Can we do this? You know, and very similar, you would think, very similar dogs, but very different languages. And often we get called in when it's been going on for a while and maybe a senior dog won't come out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Or maybe a smaller dog or less confident dog is now snapping and snarling proactively whenever the other dog comes near them. And those things are happening because we didn't intervene on the get-go to teach them how to be polite together.
Yeah, 100%. And really the sooner you can help your dog learn how to communicate with whatever dogs in their life, and for some dogs, that's easier. Like you say, if you have a house full of border collies, well, for the most part, border collies speak the same language. It's a little easier for that communication to be established. I have a Bossie, border collie Aussie, who is much more Aussie, who lives with a border collie. And my border collie is very typical. I need a lot of space. I love my chase games, but do not wrestle me. And my Bossie, Thorin, has needed a lot of help from me to teach him that it is not appropriate to jump on my border collie, to tackle her from a mile away, trying to get her to play. Because my border collie, when she feels safe around a dog, she is reactive, but when she feels safe, she has wonderful dog communication. Absolutely lovely. And I want her to keep that. So I help my Thorin learn appropriate dog communication skills, how to respect when a dog says no thank you. Because if I let them work that out, air quotes again, more than likely I can imagine what would happen. And that would be my poor reactive girl, Vilia, would escalate to aggression because my other guy just does not get it. And he needs help learning it, right? It's the kind of thing we help kids too, right? Like, I mean, I know people are different than dogs, but in a lot of ways, some of the principles are the same, right? If a kid goes up and hit another kid, we're not going to be like, oh, they can work it out. We're going to have a conversation with that kid about what's appropriate. Yeah. So that's
a funny breed difference story. So my parents have a flat-coated retriever. She is a lovely dog, an absolute wonderful dog. And she's friendly and she has really great dog skills for her type of dog. And then my young border collie, can we still say they're young? She's turning 5 this week.
Young forever.
She's young as long as I don't, until I get another puppy. So my youngest dog, we were out on a hike together and the dogs can coexist on a hike. They don't play because they don't play the same. But Coco, the flat coat, she really wanted the stick that Jubilee had. And Jubilee carries a stick kind of as like a pacifier for herself when she's worried. And so she just wasn't 100% sure about this dog. So she's going to carry a stick around and kind of focus on that so that she doesn't feel that she has to go engage with the other dog. And Coco really wanted that particular stick. Because what Coco's learned, what a lot of retrievers like to do is to get the stick and then run and the other dog will chase you. And that's how she plays. So Jubilee had her stick and Coco comes close to her and Jubilee hunkers over her stick and does a little stiff body language and side eye, and Coco stands there wagging her tail. Jubilee lifts her lips and gives a little, and Coco stands there wagging her tail. So Jubilee says, okay, this is not working. So then she gives a deeper growl and she shifts her bum. So now she's turning her butt to Coco and a really deep She's still hunkered over her stick. So she's told Coco in escalating steps, you may not have my stick. And left to their own devices, Jubilee would have to keep escalating until she reached point of aggression, which is not fair to Jubilee because that was very appropriate of her to tell, and how she was telling Coco, no, she can't have her stick. So Coco, when we see Jubilee give her a side eye or a stiff body language, we call her away. Yeah. Give her a treat and send her to find her own stick. But we're teaching Coco that when Jubilee says that, the stick that Jubilee has is off limits, but you can go do something reinforcing elsewhere.
Yeah. And this is supposed to be a mini episode. So I'm going to say this really fast, but I just want to comment on it because it's people who don't understand that communication piece and how dogs ask for space. So they are actually disciplining the dog that's growling. They're mm-hmm. disciplining the dog that's asking for space when actually it is poor cute Coco who just doesn't understand how to read that communication that needs to be taught to move mm-hmm. away when the dog asks for space. And that's really important because people just don't understand the dog communication. So it's a big part of our job is to educate the owners as to what their dog is asking for so that we can then teach, in this case, dog-dog interactions, teach the root dogs how to respect and read that communication from their dog that's asking. Yeah.
Perfect.